Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Salosh and Shar HaTevunov, Perek Beis, Shin 133, with the words of the Vilna Goyin in his Geras, in his letter, where he writes, V'omar HaKosov, the Pasuk tells us, Mi Yo'ish HaChofetz Chaim. Who is the man who is Chofetz Chaim? Who is the person who desires life? Who is the person that really wants to live? Oyev Yom L'Irastayu, the Pasuk continues in Tehillim, the man who loves days to see good. As an aside, before we continue with the words of the Gra, just listen to the words of David HaMelech. Who is the person who wants to live here in this world? He's Oyev Yom Liris Toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I created a good world. When a person wakes up in the morning, when he sees Hashem's beautiful creation, and he looks at it in a positive sense, in a positive light, he's Toiv. He thinks positively. Right away, he's in a proper frame of mind to avoid speaking Lashon Hara. And it's not like I'm holding myself back from speaking Lashon Hara. The person is a positive individual. The Pasuk says, but tzedek tishpat am yisecha, which is the source of having downless kolob nekaf schos, of judging everyone favorably. When the person has a positive outlook in life, by definition, when he sees someone do something, and he has an opportunity to judge them favorably or not favorably, he looks at the person in a positive light because he's a good, positive individual. That's just the pashut words of the pasuk, the basic translation. And we're just giving an explanation to these words. Back to the Gra. Who is this man who desires life? And a person is shomer piv, u'lashonei. The person guards himself. He gets a kapara from Gehenna. When he doesn't speak Lashon Hara, he gets a kapara from Gehenna, tells us the Gra. The Pasuk says, Shomer piv u'lashonei shomer yetzaras nafshei. A person who's shomer piv, he guards his mouth, u'lashonei, and his tongue, shomer yetzaras nafshei, he protects himself from this unnecessary pain. Imagine if somebody would punch us to the point we're bruised and chas v'shalom there's a broken bone. We'd be furious at that person. Imagine if we're punching ourselves. What would we do to ourselves? Because we're speaking Lashon Hara, we're causing tzoros to ourselves. Rachman letzlan, moviz v'chayim biyad Lashon. The Pasuk says, moviz v'chayim, says Shlomo HaMelech, death and life is at the hands of the tongue. You have life and death are totally on what the person says. Oy lemi shememis atzma b'shvil dibur echad. Woe is to the person. Oy lemi shememis atzma b'shvil dibur echad, because of one word that he says, one statement that he says, is it worth it? Mavis v'chayim b'yad loshen. My yisun lebala loshen. What gain is there for the one who speaks evil? What does he gain? Adkan l'shoyni HaKodesh. This is the end of the quote that the Chofetz Chaim brings from the Gra. Very important words that have to be reviewed and chazered. That we've been talking about in the past few shiurim. What is a person's craft, his job in this world? I met somebody over Shabbos, and I was standing next to him when someone asked him, what do you do? So he said, by profession, I am an Eved Hashem. I also, and he goes along to say what he does to make a parnasa. Now, I wouldn't recommend necessarily to say that to people. It might think you're a little interesting, but at least we should have this mindset. We're an Eved Hashem. We're here to serve Hashem. And if Hashem says I shouldn't say something, I can't transgress my master's ratzon. Let's spend some time. We just had the days of Tisha B'Av. That's the thinking positive, I guess, right? We had the days of Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Shavu Shechal Boi, Tisha B'Av itself, that should turn to Yontif Bekarov. In fact, in the day of Tisha B'Av itself, it's very peculiar. We do not say Tachanun. The halacha is you don't say Tachanun. Because in the day itself, it's a day that will be a Yontif. And we look at it from the positive perspective, even when the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed, on that day, in that time, we don't say Tachanun. We have to look at the world in a positive sense. We have to realize by closing our mouth, is it really worth it? What will I really gain? we'll be saving ourselves from tsaras rachmon letzlan loyaleinu. People ask, oh, why did this happen? Why did that happen? One of the first places to look is to make sure that we don't speak lashon hara.